This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Captain John Reagan's with us. And, class, if you're thinking about topping off your firearms and ammunition equipment, you might want to go to the arcade shows coming up on October 29 and 30. Louisville, Kentucky. Knoxville, Tennessee. Colorado Springs, Colorado. And Lawrenceville, Georgia. And you can go to rkshows.com, rkshows.com. And you can look at the show calendar and go to the show nearest you. Top off your supplies, and you might want to consider this a pre-selection opportunity before prices increase should Hillary take the White House. John Reagan?
Well, for those just joining us, to get to the newsstand, we got a little bit easier way of getting there. If you go to EZE33.org, that stands for Ezekiel 33, and click the news tab, that'll get you to where we are. And if you've been listening live and already have the page pulled up, click the news tab again or hit refresh on your browser, because I had to correct one of the links that we're getting ready to talk about, be moving to the bigger picture section.
John, did you hear about this Alabama Texas A&M game where the 100,000-plus fans attending the game were told that water pressure is low and don't use the bathroom? Have you heard that?
I saw the headline. Enjoy those beers, but you got to hold it.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine the chaos that just from having low water pressure at a stadium where, you know, everyone wants to use the restroom? Gosh. I try really hard to make sure I'm not in a situation where I'm dependent on others, if you will, for anything, really. And I'm always looking for a way out. On the way in, I'm looking for a way out. When I'm there, I'm looking for, you know, an escape route. I'm looking all around thinking, you know, if something bad happens, and, you know, I even think about what could happen and where would I go. So I'm always paying attention to the situation. And when I travel, the same thing. I'm always looking for the guy in front of me doing the dumbest possible thing. And what am I going to do about it? And so I try to prepare as I go through life for these situations that I would regret. So I try to minimize my maximum regret by preparing. But can you imagine going to a stadium, having very few exits, and 100,000 people all having to pee and can't? Wow. Gosh. So I'm just not going to be involved in those situations. Okay, John, back to you.
Well, Sheila Jackson Lee won't be able to blame Wikipedia on this leak. At the top of the bigger picture, latest Hillary leak. Apparently during the debate, Hillary let slip some very highly classified information, and that's the amount of time that it takes to go from a launch to an American response using the nuclear codes. And I got to thinking about it, and no, I didn't even know this. It's a very small number of people. In fact, the list includes the president, the vice president, the secretary of state, the secretary of defense, the secretary of homeland security, the attorney general, the director of national intelligence, the CIA director, the deputy secretary of state, the deputy secretary of defense, and special personnel designated solely by the president in writing. So to let it slip is a really, really big deal. She ought to be incarcerated now and removed from consideration because she is, by law, not that they care about that anymore, except when it applies to the small people, disqualified herself from ever, ever holding public office. Now, I knew the general procedure that went into this, which is, I believe, pretty well known. You know, the first thing they have to do is detect the launch, which we have the satellites up there that do that. That's monitored, you know, 24/7. They confirm the launch. They notify the president. You know, the president has that military attaché with him that has the nuclear codes. They open that up, and he decides the response, and that gets issued to the Pentagon, and those codes are then issued to the commanders. And how much time we have beforehand, at least in the old days, if Russia launched a missile from its territory, which has to go over the North Pole, that would take roughly a half hour to make it to the United States. When you have the submarines patrolling off the coast in the Atlantic, that cut the time down to, say, 10 to 15 minutes. So me sitting there as a captain in the basement of the Pentagon working on the nuclear planning system, I knew if we ever went to war, first off, I'd probably never even know it until the bomb went off. Because you had to go through that process of notifying. And then even if they made an announcement over the PA system at the Pentagon, what are you going to do? There's no bunker to go to. You can't, you know, even make the parking lot and get in your car before it'd be too late. And if you did, you know, especially depending on what time of day it was, you might not even be able to make it through traffic to make it to a safe distance. And to let it be heard, you know, worldwide, that it's going to take us 4 minutes before we can issue a response. Think about the advantage that gives our enemies if they can time some kind of event to try to prevent that communication or make it to where that time frame is less than 4 minutes. It is just the height of treason in, from my point of view.
Now you're talking about... If you had, if you knew right now that this was inbound and you had 15 minutes, seriously, do you think that if that announcement were made over the PA system in the Pentagon, realistically speaking, that it's, let's say the announcement takes 30 seconds to make the announcement, and that eats up a half a minute of the 15 minutes. Do you think in 14 and a half minutes a person could get to his or her car in the parking lot, you know, get out of the building, get to his or her car, and actually get to the exit of the parking lot in 14 and a half minutes? Is that possible?
I just don't see how, but first we have to look at reality.
That's what I'm talking
once
about.
Once they've done that, you know, would they even sound an alert for the population? Because again, we've done away with all the civil defense shelters that we used to have back in the 1960s.
And the air raid sirens.
And, you know, there's, you know, unlike Russia, we've done no exercises with our population to get them to shelters, even if we had the shelters. So, you know, it's like, what good would it even do to make the announcement? You know, just be surprised when the nuke goes off.
I'm thinking about how long it takes the average family. Let's say they want to go shopping. And let's say there's four or five people in the family, and they're going to go to the mall or wherever they're going to go on a Saturday. They say, okay, let's go to the mall. How long does it take from that point to the point where the key goes into the ignition and the engine is started for the departure to begin? I'll bet you it's a half an hour. By the time everybody goes to the bathroom, then everybody goes to the bathroom again. I'll bet you it's a half an hour. And I'm thinking about the Pentagon and the hallways there, and how is it possible that there wouldn't be mass panic, mass confusion, every man and woman for him or herself pushing, shoving, be chaos, don't you think?
And keep in mind, especially when you're not in a carpool, which most people are, I was not in a carpool because I was also working on my MBA at the time, and I had to be able to go to a nearby base where those classes were done at night. So the parking areas for, you know, people driving by themselves is way out in the parking lot. You don't even get there. I'd say even running, it's going to take you 5 minutes once you're outside the building and nobody's in your way.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm referring to, and plus the confusion in the hallways getting to outside, and then the confusion of, did you hear that? What did they say? You know, what was that message? Is that really? Is this a drill? Is this real? I mean, all of that, you have to add in all the time for all of that, those quick discussions, and then calling the family, and because obviously the family doesn't know, so people are going to stop and make those phone calls to their loved ones and say, hey, we're about to all die. You know, go in the basement or whatever the nearest safer location is. Wow, what a mess. What a mess. Really good point, John. So, class, maybe during this week you'll have a chance to meet with your family, have dinner, and talk about where are you going to go? What are you going to do should the tensions keep escalating and we get to the point where you've got to take shelter? Where are you going to go? Make sure you have a place and make sure it's stocked. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides fertilize and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and Mike in Tennessee, welcome. You're on with Captain John Reagan.
Greetings, John. Greetings, Vincent. I just wanted to reply. Last week you had spoke briefly about the need to spend more time on the farm, and, you know, the concern is it really making a difference? And I just want to point out that if you go to TalkStreamLive.com and you look at the ratings, you have untold thousands of people listening to you live right now, which is a clear indication that people want the information that you're providing. And this is a ministry need that needs to be continued, regardless if you're at the helm or if you have guest people filling in for you as need occurs, but definitely, this is a need. And as far as those people out there looking at what ifs, strategic planning, contingencies for all these things, I know today I listened to a fellow for an hour talking about how to bug out and run away from things. And I think that there comes a time where you have to really seriously consider standing your ground and taking a stand. And preventing the never-ending cycle of running and retreating, which never ends well, because you can only have one safe haven effectively, where you put all your resources for the long run. And if you keep putting things here, there, and yonder, they'll be found and they'll be taken. There was a guy that I talked to 10 years ago. They had the same problem we're dealing with corruption in government in Croatia. And he said the people were being basically taken out one by one. The Soviet Union, this is after the fall of communist Russia, but still the Soviets were running the gig and putting in their puppet sheriffs and judges. And the townsmen got together and they said, you know what, we've had enough. We're tired of our people ending up in prison and being killed and ripped off and so forth. And the next thing you knew, there was a couple of sheriffs and judges found hanging from trees. Well, of course, the Soviet Union replied by sending more people to put in their rigged elections for their own puppet sheriffs and judges. And pretty soon they were found hanging from trees. And this went on for a while, and eventually they had a hard time finding people that were under the control of the Soviet Union willing to go down to this Croatian community and become sheriffs and judges. And so then the people took responsibility. They were independent, self-sufficient, and at that point, self-governing. And that's effectively how they solved their problem, quietly, discreetly, and it seemed to work for them. You don't hear about it on the news. It's not really covered. It's kind of like the Iceland solution. You don't hear about this stuff, but you don't hear these people talking about running and hiding and doing a lot of, planning for leaving. They tend to want to stay where they live and provide for themselves and eliminate those predators that are wreaking havoc. Not that I am encouraging anybody to do anything illegally, mind you. I'm just talking about what this fellow shared as his solution in his country.
Mike, what about the Battle of Athens, Tennessee?
The same thing. The townsmen came home after the Second World War and found out a backwoods mafia took over, and they were running roughshod over the people. And the young men back from war, they ran for office, and when they discovered that the sheriff was stealing the ballot boxes and controlling the outcome of the election, they went and to the National Guard Armory, got the rifles, went to the sheriff's department, said, give up the ballot boxes. And the sheriff barricaded himself and called the governor and said, hey, send help. Well, the governor said, you got yourself in that mess. You get yourself out. And without anybody being killed, of course, they did put a few rounds to the front door of the sheriff's department and such, but that's just to get their attention that they meant business. And over the course of a few hours, the sheriff and his henchmen determined it's best for them to leave town in one piece as opposed to being carried out in a bunch of pieces, and they left the county. And the young men took over their county, and for a while, it's not the same now. Athens is totally backwards mafia run today. But for a while, they lived in peace, and there was no mafia. The decision is up to you. Will you continue to live under a controlled backwoods mafia in your community?
Mike, do you have anything else?
God bless and have a great day, gentlemen. Oh, and other than that, John, if you can come up with a solution for a silver-backed currency and labor-backed currency, that's what we're going to need after this one falls.
Well said. Well said. Mike Parsons, thank you so much for calling in. We'll be right back.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendivite.
It's gonna be sliding. What are
today's hot?
Last day I've got your.
Take my. When you go, the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
John Reagan's with us. John, I'm looking at BusinessInsider.com. It says, America's biggest banks are closing hundreds of branches. Bank of America, Citigroup, and J.P. Morgan shut 389 branches since the third quarter of last year. Bank of America, which had over 6,000 branches before the financial crisis, now has 4,629, according to third quarter accounts. The bank has cut 112 financial centers from last year. So all is not well in banking. And John, I'm seeing as I travel and as I try to engage in some kinds of commerce that I can now use my cell phone, if I had one, to pay for transactions. I'm seeing that more and more. Just, you know, I use your cell phone and pay with your cell phone. So it's happening, and pretty soon it looks like cash is going to disappear from many, many locations. I don't like it because the anonymity of cash is something that I think is quite precious. Your thoughts?
Well, they may even still keep cash around, but once they implement the blockchain, the serial number of the bill will be blockchained and will be read and by a reader as you transfer ownership, you know, either between people or between people in the store, and it's not going to be anonymous once that hits.
How are these politicians going to compensate their prostitutes for the services provided to the politicians, you know, anonymously? I guess they're not going to be able to do it, are they?
Unless they've got some kind of back door into the system, which wouldn't surprise me, they're going to have the same problems. But as far as control on the little people, like I say, everything is going to be inventoried.
Mm-hmm. And Miles and I were talking this morning about through the Paris Agreement, they're really going to really put the damper on internal combustion engines and cows. They're gonna try their best to shut down cattle farming, and not many of us will survive. And as I mentioned during hour number one, I met a farmer who just gave up. He gave up. That's what he knows, and he was saying that he can't be a farmer without having a job to pay to be a farmer. You know, you have to go to work so that you can go to work as a farmer and survive. And he's absolutely right. Farmers have to have other jobs in order to survive. So what's it going to be like without beef, Glass? Think about that. And I guess maybe beef will be a luxury, an extreme luxury that you may not see very, very often in the future, as a result of some of the best and brightest politicians that we have helping us. John, what's next in class today?
The link is titled The Anomaly. Mm-hmm. And surprisingly, this came off of Yahoo News through the Associated Press. And it's just another indication of the links that Russia's getting ready for going to nuclear war with the United States. And what's happening is, I guess back up a little bit of background. Everybody today, you know, knows about the global positioning system. You probably have it in your cell phone. You might even have a, you know, TomTom or some similar device in your car, tells you where to go. It used to be that this was military use only. In fact, back when I was at the Pentagon, that was the case. Now, I was not in the strategic nuclear planning side of things. I was in the theater nuclear planning side. So I don't have a lot of familiarity with the strategic side to begin with. And I don't know exactly how their guidance systems are built and what all they use, but you can be sure that GPS is a big part of that system for making sure a missile, whether it's a nuclear missile or a conventional missile, makes it to the target. Now, the satellites that put out the signal are in various positions in space, and because of the distance, that does make it possible to override those signals with a stronger signal once you get, in that area of Earth that we live. So what's going on near the Kremlin is that people are finding out that their GPS systems are not working the way they're supposed to. This is whether it's, people using it for business purposes or tracking how long they, what kind of distance they run. If they go close to the Kremlin, that goes haywire. And in some cases, it's showing them to be at an airport that's 18 miles away from the Kremlin. And the report says that this comes and goes, so they don't have this turned on all the time, but it does mean that they're testing it. So just imagine if you've got inbound missiles that are using GPS, and when it acquires this new signal, instead of making it to the target, it's following the signal to a place that's miles away from the target. Puts a kink in the war planning there.
As you say this, I was thinking about, where would they want to attack? John, based on what you've learned, would they want to strike the Midwest and say, now look, we just want to show you what it's going to be like. We can hit Washington, Chicago, L.A., New York, Boston, Dallas. But we just want to show you what, a small sample of what we can do is like. Or do you think they would just strike at the heart of the beast? What do you think? Do you have a feel for that?
Well, from what I've read, Russia really doesn't want to do a nuclear war because it's bad for everybody, including the so-called winner. Mm-hmm. But if they believe that war is inevitable, they will strike first and go all out. I don't know if they would try to do more of what we think are the traditional nuclear war, where they're actually trying to destroy the targets on the ground, or if they would just do the high altitude bursts, create the EMP effect that would take down the power grid and basically neuter the entire country. And at that point, they don't even have to worry about invading. I kind of hope that they would at least send teams in to take control of the nuclear reactors, because we've covered this with Matt Stein before. Once that diesel fuel runs out for the generators, then those reactors will go critical, and you've got that fallout to deal with. And I would hope that they would invade those sites and keep those generators going, shut down the reactors. And, of course, that whole process is going to take more than a year to cool down the rods, not only in the reactor, but the spent fuel pools as well. Mm-hmm. So, that's my take. If they're going to attack, it's going to be to take everything out, not just a show of force.
Yeah. And this is one of the reasons why people that I talk to don't have a positive outlook toward our future. And John, I keep reading stories about young people. The dream is over. The dream about getting that great job and rising through the organization and becoming starting at the bottom and working your way up and actually becoming part of management and staying with that company and having that house in the suburbs, or it's over. And young people looking ahead don't see that American dream anymore. It's over, absolutely over. Do you see the same thing, John?
Oh, shoot, it's already over for me. My education has essentially done nothing. My master's degrees have not earned me one interview, much less a job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to think. My master's degree did get me into the door for an interview because they had as a minimum qualification, this was back in the 70s, they had a minimum qualification of having a master's degree in business for this one particular job that I had. Other than that, it hasn't done much for me, other than prove that I had the stamina to do it. Other than that, you know what I mean, John? I'm talking about going to work during the day, going to school full time at night, you know, with a full time job during the day. Other than proving that I had the stamina, I don't know how much else it did. I learned a few facts. I learned a little bit more how to think. But other than that, it was pretty expensive from what I benefited from it. Same thing as you, right?
And I didn't get my MBA until 87, and by then, you know, things have already started changing in America.
Yeah, mine was from 1978. You know, I don't know if I mentioned this, but in order to graduate with a master's degree in business, you had to have a 3.0 grade point average. And I decided that it was a 5-year program. I decided that I could probably bang this out in a year and a half if I just go to school full time at night, and I knew my grades would suffer, so I graduated with a 3.0000, the absolute minimum that you could graduate with. But I was going for speed, and I wanted to bang this thing out because it was you know, having exams over your head, and then, you know, at night, and then having the boss over your head in the morning was something that I wanted to get over quickly. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. Then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Charlie Daniels. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your guns.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie.info.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month, get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. John, Sam in St. Louis is calling in. Welcome, Sam.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I'd like to take a shot at this whole EMP discussion. I've been... Every once in a while you hear it on the news, and it really makes a splash for a couple weeks or something, and people go ape about it. And it's after all my years of researching this, there's not very many people, nation states, aggressor states, that are going to attack the United States with an EMP because they don't want to commit suicide. John's right about all the information he's been reading about the active nuclear power plants, as well as the on-site fuel cores that are still in the coolant pools. They're not going to do that because we're going to have a bunch of Fukushimas all over the United States that's going to poison the entire Northern Hemisphere. The only people that will actively seek Armageddon, and it is a radical, demented religious group, and that is those people that want to bring back the 12th Mahdi for the apocalypse. Now, this is widely known, well known, that is basically what they want to say. Sometimes that North Koreans are crazy enough to do that, or Iranians don't want to have anything to do with this kind of stuff. They want to go about their business and do what they do. But there are sects within most Islamic nations that do want to bring about the 12th Mahdi through the apocalypse. And EMP is one way to go about doing that. What else? The Crescent Carney from the Oak Ridge National Laboratories put out an excellent book called Nuclear War Survival Skills. And you can get that on, KI4U.com. And that is Shane Connor's website. He has a bunch of really easily to understand information on the actual good news about nuclear destruction, what to do if a nuclear disaster is imminent, when an ill wind blows from afar, like from Japan, Fukushima nuclear crisis, all this really easily to read and free information that you can get on his website. That's K-I, Kilo India, the number 4, uniform.com. Some great information. And you can also find Nuclear War Survival Skills, that book by Crescent Kearney, which has a foreword by Dr. Edward Teller, the inventor, the person who developed the hydrogen bomb in it. And it's just excellent, excellent books. Not all Americans are targeted for nuclear war. The Pentagon, obviously. Most war material factories within the United States, obviously. Military bases, sure. But, you know, Springfield, Missouri, St. Charles, yeah, because they have, what, the Harpoon, the SLAM factories. But, you know, little places like Muskoka, Illinois, okay, it's south of Scott Air Force Base, and they have some command headquarters there, the old former MAC, Airlift Transportation Command and whatnot. But little towns aren't going to be. So a lot of this old 1950s, 60s, and 70s, you know, duck and cover stuff is meant for people that are outside the blast zone but are still going to be affected by the destructive blast force winds, you know, basically like a tornado, okay? And then you have a certain amount of time, depending on how close you are to the blast, to really take cover before that nuclear winter starts setting in and you get fallout. Anyway, was that clear as mud? Or?
Well, you mentioned KI4U. I wonder if that's potassium iodide for you. I wonder if that's what they meant by that. I'm doing a post right now to that website.
Either iodide or iodate.
One of those two, right?
I forgot. It's been so long since I've got all this stuff in my head that I've forgotten most of it, so I don't.
I've talked to those guys at that website, and they've got interesting materials, and they will calibrate survey meters, radiation survey meters from the civil defense era. I'm talking about the 50s and the 60s, right?
Yeah, he bought the whole entire schmear, the kit and caboodle, from the equipment from the U.S. Army, and started.
Not all of it. Craig Douglas, one of our instructors, has a lot of it as well. But yeah, and you know, I should give him a call, get him on the air. Wouldn't that be good?
Yeah, that's Shane Connor, definitely.
Okay, do you have contact information?
I just have his website. I haven't been in contact for 5 years.
I'll do what I can. Hey, okay. Sam, thanks so much for calling in. John Reagan, thank you so much for being with us today and spending class. I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.